On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. On Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Oh, things are happening in the Tall Can Audio studio, man. Quite a day. There's Rob. What's up, man?
I'm like everybody else. I'm just waiting to see.
Are we good, man?
Now you're good.
Yeah. Could you pick up any of that gold I just dropped on you?
Don't worry. My stuff was still there.
No, I couldn't hear my voice. Well, all right. That's just, I don't have my...
No, from running our mic test there, I had your mic still shut off.
Doesn't really matter what's happening with me. I'm just sort of waiting to see what's happening with all the gold that's dropping here. You're just busy days.
Yeah, it's true, man. If you want to follow along kind of day by day, you can do that on Instagram at Tall Can Audio. My crazy libtard shit goes up on Twitter at tallcanaudio.com.
Who's beating you down on the libtards?
Not everybody loved my thoughts on the clapping seal, as you dubbed them correctly, MPPs.
But I'm not getting a libtard.
No.
See?
No. Because I was clearly the one teeing off more. You were just the one who rightly hit the label of clapping seal. So I've been called everything from a libtard to... you know what? It's an interesting term, man. Because... it's highly offensive, but also kind of funny. Like,
yeah,
I know
well,
I'm supposed
hey, man,
to be put off by this.
Have you ever listened to this show?
Yeah, no. Okay, but normally that it's us dishing it out, not receiving it.
So. Oh, I think.
Oh, there's plenty of.
I think we receive anybody who puts anything out into
the ether.
The ether certainly gets their share back. People are like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. Yeah, okay, well, it's probably not untrue. But it's my show.
Yeah. If you haven't had a chance yet, make sure you go back, hit up tallcanaudio.com or check out wherever you get your podcasts. There's always audio gold there. But in this case, we had AJ Jakubek on earlier this week to talk a little CFL tee up especially. But we asked him about a bunch of things that were going on in the sporting world. So you're going to want to go back and check that out on episode 332 of Tall Can Sports.
Look at that guy's wicked recollection.
Yep. I'm all over it, man.
That's why you're in the big seat over there.
What are you drinking? We heard you crack something there a minute ago.
I'm easing into the day. Mm-hmm. This is a bongo.
Oh, hello, bongo.
It's a Rattler from the Big Rig.
The Rattler? What kind of, what flavor a Rattler?
Oh, man, I'm a staunch grapefruit guy.
Yeah?
And really, I just needed something to cleanse the palate. So all of you who are going to send in emails and texts and tweets.
Yeah. I don't know if the Rattler gets
honk
the
on
same.
Bobo.
Point your knob to Bob. I don't know if the Rattler gets
Bob this. Is pointing his knob no. straight out at all of you.
Man, if those billboards were still out there,
yes,
they'd be our cover photo on Instagram.
And really, yeah, Jeff couldn't get enough of it.
No, of
my
course.
Older brother, he was everything was turn your knob to Bob. And hey, I don't go by Bob is a very select crowd.
Right.
I don't go in for it, but
I've watched many people, and maybe even a younger Matt, throw it down, and then immediately recoil, backpedal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've embraced the bob since.
Yeah.
But nothing further.
But always only usually
select company.
Well, only exactly. So yep. It's not a it's not something that often gets thrown around.
No.
Whereas Jeff pretty much exclusively calls me that.
Yeah. Well.
Which, whatever.
Jeff's a different cat. We don't all swing away, Jeff.
I also call him fat bastard and whatever else. So so it's fair.
Yeah.
Really is what I'm saying.
Now, for those who don't even know how we spun off into this, Bob FM used to be a thing. I know it's still a thing in Lindsay, Ontario. It is. I don't think it's still a thing in Ottawa, Ontario.
It is not. I think now it's the country station.
Is it 100? I know it's Y101 or something.
I thought it was... I don't know.
Doesn't matter. That's Rob. Not Bob.
This is it.
Do not point your knob.
Do not point your knob at Rob either. Really, it's unless you want it kicked.
Oh, a kick in the knob.
Yeah, one of the guys at work who comes from Angola. He's of Portuguese descent, so he's a white guy who owned a rice farm in Angola.
Yeah,
who had a guy he went to school with who was involved in a coup on on one of those.
I'm sorry, I grew up in Oshawa, Ontario. Coups are not everyday occurrences.
Honestly, it's like
just throwing it down like it's not.
Tell me, yeah.
Anyways, it's another coup.
One of those little Portuguese islands off the continent of Africa, and really a bloodless successful coup.
Nice.
Anyway,
is it even a coup if it's bloodless?
Well, if you're taking control, it's a coup.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was telling a story that makes me laugh. I'm smiling now. I haven't even started telling the story. He talks about he's a little older than me.
Yeah.
And so he's saying, yeah, back in the day when we still had to go to gym class in a like with our jock strap under our shorts. I'm like, okay, I don't get that. But it was a thing at one point.
Kicking the knot. Really?
Yeah. So he was talking about when he was about 12 and he's in the change room with an erection.
Yes. Somebody pointed his knob.
Anyways, somebody kicked him in it. Likely
you had it coming, buddy.
Likely the guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Anyways, it still makes me laugh. That you would tell me, I'm in a room full of other half-changing guys, and I have an erection.
Like, I get in high school, things just sort of happen sometimes. Not then, ever, never. And if they do, you just jump in your locker and wait it out, man.
And then for someone, I'm sorry, I'm getting all excited over here. And then for someone to kick him in it. It's just,
oh, that's perfect. Some things are universal, well, even in Angola or wherever the fuck you said he was.
Well, you know, because I'm wearing running shoes over there. He's probably bare feet. A barefoot kick in the erection.
I
don't know how we got here.
No, fuck. That's half fucking shows, man. I got the Naughty Otter is the name of the beer I'm drinking from the Gannon Aquay Brewing Company. This is the first, and I think, well, must be first beer I've ever tried from the Gannon Aquay Brewery.
Okay.
It's all right. I don't mind it.
But what is it, though?
It's kind of like a light lager, and it's got a little bit of a fruity kind of under...
The Radler guy says that. poor play.
That's right. I wanted to circle back to this before we ended up with erection kicking. I don't think the Radler now has the same rep it would have even 5 years ago. Like, do you think, A, that that's true, or... B, that's partly just because we're all trying all kinds of shit now from craft breweries, or maybe you disagree entirely that it does still get a bad rep.
And this is light for sure. It's like a 3.5%. But to me, the Bongo, which is from Big Rig, which is Chris Phillips.
Did I hear he's getting out of it?
He got bought by a conglomerate out of Montreal, which means this is probably the end of my of my patronage.
I'm surprised by that a little bit, only because. And now that I say that, you haven't had much of their stuff around. But Mill Street was also bought up.
Yeah.
Well, and I was disappointed by it, but it didn't totally stop me from buying their shit, right?
But like, see, the Tank House changed.
Yeah?
It's
been a while since I had one, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, and I grew to really enjoy the Tank House.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of a beer that was readily available in all kinds of places. Yeah, it lost a bit of its... Now, they went all organic.
Yep.
And so that may also have something to do with it, right? It just tastes a little watery.
Okay.
A little more watery. So, yeah, I've almost totally gotten out of the Mill Street stuff.
I was just a week or so ago. I had a couple of Cobblestone Stouts, which both you and I have always. And it wasn't exactly what I remembered either. Now, okay, not that. To say that I don't know if anything's changed, but it wasn't what I remembered, right? And I didn't like it as much as I... Like, when I saw it on the shelf, I was like, yep, that'll do. Grabbed six of them, and I didn't love it. So...
Okay.
Maybe there's been some changes. Maybe it's subconscious. Or like, fuck the big guys, and they bought them. I don't know.
It was Labatt's, wasn't it?
I think you're right, yeah.
So... Unless it's a 50, but Chris is not getting another dime of my money.
For those not from the Ottawa area, the Big Rig Brewery, started by longtime Senators defenseman Chris Phillips, and they've put up a beautiful facility, restaurant and kind of brew pub or whatever you want to call them, and they've gotten their stuff into the grocery stores and the LCBOs, and they've done a really nice job.
Yeah.
But apparently, I think I saw a tweet or a quote in a tweet from Chris Phillips that just said, I'm really proud of what we've done, but I'm not going to be involved in this anymore. And I was going, what the fuck happened, right?
Like, yeah, well, and they have actually, there's the original location sort of in the West End.
Yeah.
They've put one up in the East End as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then there's a sort of a more of a brewery style where you can get food further west. So there's three locations here.
I'm thinking of the one up by the 417.
Yeah, Pinecrest.
Yeah.
By IKEA.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's absolutely, that's the original.
That was the starter, yeah.
Yeah. And so... To me, there's a go-to. If I'm looking for something, I like their Release the Hounds.
Yeah, half the time I ask you over here.
Black
it's
Lager.
It's the Alpha Bomb, or yeah, it's...
Which is the New England style IPA, which is nice. It's cheaper than the Aromatherapy from Beyond the Pale, if you want to try that. That's my absolute favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Bongo, to me, it's the best Rattler.
Right.
So a little more, it strikes that nice balance between the beer and the grapefruit. And so yeah, I'm fresh in off the road and... Yeah, I just needed something to cleanse the palate. So start with a nice low alcohol grapefruit Rattler.
So we release this episode in and around the neighborhood of Father's Day. We'll say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, but we don't know exactly when you'll listen to this. It's out in time for Father's Day. A couple of things to get to here, I guess. The most interesting one to me was an article I sent to you, and we'll share it at facebook.com/tallcanaudio, at tallcanaudio on Twitter. That stated that millennial dads are essentially fucking useless compared to their fathers or Generation X. Or,
amen.
No, baby boomer.
Boomers.
I don't know.
It was boomer
dads.
I
don't know what Generation X even is. Y versus baby boomer dads in comparison. And when I first took a look at that, first of all, I'm not a father.
I am a father.
Yeah. But I... will readily fucking admit, compared to my old man, I'm a useless tit when it comes to the point, like, he just turned 60. I still, when he comes up to visit, have like, hey, can you take a look at this, right?
Of course.
And I remember all the way back as a kid thinking, as probably most kids do, there's nothing my dad couldn't fix. Now, I don't know how many of those things he went into with a ready understanding of what he was looking at.
Yeah, less than you think, I bet.
Probably, but he was going to take a shot at it. Now, one of the big things that people cite, are cars or engines and stuff. And my dad was trained in that. He had an apprenticeship as a mechanic. And when he looked at a car or a lawnmower or whatever, he very quickly could diagnose what the problem was.
Understands carburetors
right.
And all that sort of business.
And we boated, I think as we've talked about a few times on this show, we would go up and down the Trent Severn on cabin cruisers and stuff as a kid. That's, that was our cottage or our summer vacation. And I can remember countless times him being, as we got into the bigger boats, the engines were under the floor in the back of the boat and, they were inboards. And so he's like, hip deep down into this pit looking at whatever, and he didn't necessarily study, for lack of a better term, boat engines, but he at least had a general understanding of what he was looking for and what he was doing.
Yeah.
But when I grew up as a kid, it would be from our furnace to just about anything. Like, he was going to go take a shot at it, and more often than not, he knew what he was looking for. And I can remember, like, star-eyed looking at my dad going, that guy knew what he was... Maybe...
You're the man, Dad.
Yeah. But maybe
you're
a
man.
Took a hammer and took a fucking whale on it a couple of times and it fired back up. But when I look at this stuff now, even in 2019, there's things that will take him 30 or 40 seconds to look at and go, oh, yeah, you need to. What? And I was just. So I think that's probably a statement on both of us, right?
Yeah. And it's funny because you sent the article over to me and I read it. And
so we're ahead of the game right there.
Yeah. That I've already read it. Yeah. For sure. I read most of it. Yeah. I probably read 75% of it. There was pictures in it. So
exactly. Don't stick with anything.
And you said to me, yeah, I wasn't sure, you know, if just my dad was sort of handsy, yeah, or if it's all dads. I think your dad is sort of more,
yeah,
you know, we were at your cottage and the hybrid car we were driving.
True, yes.
The battery was dead and your dad's like, oh, I got a thing for that. Yeah.
Yes.
Because those just can't be bump started or.
No.
And so, but your dad had the no
way. The battery pack
and whatever else, yeah, to do it, right?
That's right.
And
you're like, yes.
Which is going to happen in 1 in 100 places.
Right.
So,
and we were in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Absolutely.
Like if
the
he didn't
of
have it, it was a problem. And yes, he did.
Yes. So, yeah, you know, and your dad has a construction background,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
And has been around machinery all his life, mm-hmm, and an avid car guy,
yep,
all those sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think he's probably in the top 5 or 10%.
Sure.
Aisle, right?
I
would suggest.
Yeah.
My dad, hey dad, happy Father's Day. I'm not gonna slander you here. It's I never would think of my dad as a sort of, you know, fix it all guy.
Right.
But the reality is,
he's fixing more than you.
Well, not a huge car guy.
Right.
I don't know what his knowledge of cars are. We lived when I was young. They bought a hobby farm out in the, you know, BF nowhere.
Gonna grow some emus.
Well, we had goats.
Sure.
Pigs and chickens.
But, fuck me in my goat ass.
Yes. But this place, in the wintertime, so you had about a, I don't know, probably a 200-meter laneway.
Yeah.
That was always, always snowed in.
Yeah, that you were responsible for shoveling.
And the well and the pump were always frozen in,
yes,
the wintertime,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
So Dad, before he ever went to work, he'd have to get down there. So he built a cage and a house around the heater with a,
right,
light and his straw bales. And he built all the cages for the animals.
Right.
It's by himself, right? And
yeah,
so he was able to redo the roof, the inside, the ceiling, sorry, all those sorts of things. So infinitely more capable than me. I honestly, if you have a screw hole that's already in the wall, 2 to 4 times I'm going to get it in.
Yeah.
Goes for a lot of things.
For
really
sure. 2 out of 4 times. It works every time, baby.
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything I couldn't do if I looked at it. Now, I couldn't fix a car.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of a bunch of shit, but it would take me 5 times longer than,
right,
it should.
Well, and so we have a close family friend who's a mechanic. And has been for 30 years. And even he has said at this point, you need to be a computer programmer, not a...
Yeah, for cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything, it's a diagnostic,
right,
on everything.
And so this is sort of, you know, the counter argument as you work through these things is things have gotten more complicated, right? And more automated, yeah, more electronic. And so this guy who could look at any engine if he wanted to and figured exactly what was wrong with it is now looking at a computer screen and plugging a laptop into it and going, I guess, right? Like,
yeah.
Now, I'm sure he was still taught what to do and knew how to do it and whatever. But it's a totally different, you know, when you start to think about a lot of these things, smart homes and as opposed to, you know, kicking the fuck out of your furnace until it ran again.
Yeah.
Now you're firing up your
And
iPhone.
It talked about things like, could you start a furnace that had stopped working?
Right.
Right. Now you're getting into pilot lights.
Yep.
Whoop. No, thank you. Right. We both know somebody who blew their face off. thinking they could restart a furnace with a pilot light went out.
My favorite shout out ever.
Yes. who for 3 hours couldn't open his eyes because his eyelids had sort of seared together a little bit. So, cautionary tale, ladies and gentlemen.
Get a hilarious one, though.
Get a professional to look at that. If you don't know what you're doing...
Don't just take your flame and get in there.
Yeah. Whoosh, boof. Oh.
It's lit.
I can't.
I'm lit. Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. Should have showered this morning because the greasy tips on my hair are now singed. But yeah, I'm not interested in that.
So there's a couple of things on both sides I'd like to use here to either defend or offend or whatever. Boom. There was some talk in the article that millennial men are happier to farm that out to a professional because it allows them to spend more time with their kids or their family. Do you buy anything into that, or do you just... Like, to me, it kind of seems like that might be... Now, I did see a hilarious tweet that I cracked up at for hours that said, you know, he had quoted this tweet from... Was it the New York Times that put this out?
New York Post.
That's somewhat less credible. The New York Post put the article... He quotes and said, millennial dads are useless compared to their... baby boomer fathers or whatever. He said, maybe if I wasn't having to spend all my time putting AC/DC back on your iPod for the fifth time this week, I would have had time to learn this shit. Right?
Like, okay.
So there are certain things that millennials can do better than whatever. And when you get into smart homes and this and that, maybe they're more prepared to run the iHome app and things like that. But part of it is also the idea that no one takes shop anymore. No one takes small engine repair anymore in school, which I didn't take small engine, but I took wood shop. They didn't have small engine repair, but no one does now. Like, all of that stuff is gone. It's been cut out of most general.
That and phys ed.
Yeah. You should go back, check out the Libtard episode of Audio Whiplash. We did talk some dodgeball there.
Yes.
Bullying and humiliation and all kinds of stuff that often appears on Audio.
Well, this is it. It's appeared in a lot, large segments of my life.
Right. But that's part of it. If you're going to stop teaching that in school, and we've covered this type of thing before where you've taken a stand that don't teach that in school, teach that at home. Like, could you change a tire tomorrow?
Yes, I could.
I think I could too.
Yeah,
my dad taught me when I was like 15. Like... I'm sure things have changed since then, like, but I would have a general understanding on how to...
It is still jack up the side of the car.
Yeah,
take the bolts off.
Do you think you're in the minority or majority with that, in guys your age?
I think I'm in the majority of guys in their 40s.
I think it's pretty close, though.
Okay.
I don't think it's a wide majority.
And again, I think it's just taken me...
longer.
It's going to be methodical. I hope it's not raining or it's wintertime.
It's cold.
Right? I'm hoping it's a cool 21 degrees.
But like in preparation for this episode, I asked a couple of guys my age, could you change a tire tomorrow? And it was it was pretty much half and half, yes or no. And I'm saying I know how to do it, but if I get in there and that is in a different place than I remember it being or whatever.
Yep.
You know, there's some room for this to go wrong.
Well, in a one-year-old car, I actually said, do you know, is there a spare in this car?
Is there a jack in this car?
this is it, right? And I'm like, so.
Because I might know how to do it without a jack. Well,
this is it. Right away, there's a strike against me. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Why don't I know that shit?
Right.
The other thing was, could you change the inner tube on your child's bike tire?
I don't think I do know how to do that.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, of course. My dad would do that and no problem.
You'd go in and get a Kool-Aid and come back and your dad would have it done.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'd already be back at whatever the fuck he was doing before I bothered him with my
cursing
stupid...
you.
Yes, probably. Useless As he kid. Always was.
Useless kid.
At 9 years old.
What are you muttering, Dad? Nothing. Nothing. Get outside and play.
Ask your mother.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid kid. Never should have been born.
Should have been smacking that kid more.
Yeah, or less.
No, it's more.
Okay. You wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
But the things like, do you own a stepladder? Do you own a hammer or a screwdriver set?
Okay. So as I was going through all this, do you own a cordless drill? or yes. a wrench or yes. a set of whatever. And I'm going through them. Yeah. They were all left here by my father, yes. but they're here. Yes. They're in my home.
I have them. I have them. Can I use them?
Eh.
Do you feel confident to hang a picture?
Yeah. Yeah, I could hang a picture.
Would it stay up?
Yeah. I get asked that a lot.
Do you have an elastic? Snap, snap, yeah. snap. Look at that.
Some people are into that, Ben.
I'm going to give you a kick in that in a second.
What do you think we are, Angola?
Yeah, exactly. No.
Angolan gym class. Yeah, you know what? I kind of want to, like, it doesn't really fit, but I kind of want to title this episode Angolan Gym Class.
Kicking the erection. That's what you need.
That will draw listeners, but they're going to be wickedly disappointed.
Yeah, for sure.
But sorry, they can join the rest of our fucking listeners.
Yeah. Come on. Get on board.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting because I do think the modern home is different. And that was one thing. Like, this all stems from a poll of millennial dads and boomer dads. And they both agreed that it's gotten harder as technology has changed, right? As you sit here now and everything's automated and, you know, the millennial dad can run his smart home app better than the boomer dad, but neither of them could go then fix the problem, right? You need a computer, like a guy trained in this.
Okay, and just to double back, because I never answered your question, which I think is fairly important to this to this story, about hiring out a professional so I can spend time with my family or whatever. That's a crock of shit.
I think so too.
And an excuse.
Yes.
And for instance, but honestly, late December or early January, the front door wouldn't close, jammed, and wouldn't lock, wouldn't. I had to hire a professional to come in and do that.
Do you have any idea how many dads are listening right now? Yeah, you just fucking... They haven't seen it. They don't know what the problem is, but yeah. they're diagnosed.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. Is,
yeah.
And I think a lot of people could, but I'm like, yeah, no.
My aggravation, my time... Like, maybe it's just worth it to...
Well, the person who did it last time...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, didn't do a great job.
Oh,
so
I'm
what,
red.
It wasn't...
The color.
It wasn't the right... handle that went on. It didn't fit properly.
Okay.
And so to me now, I still need a new handle.
Right.
But I just have some makeshift thing on there, but it cost me $175.
It's not bad.
To have somebody come and change
I know,
it. But really, it was like minus 25. And I'm like, all right, buddy. Well, I guess do what you got to do.
Right.
So that right there is, and I think that's probably one of the easier things to do.
But don't you think that's sort of more and more society, whether you start to talk about Uber, whether you start to talk about Uber Eats or those sorts of apps, right? Where sometimes when it's that convenient to just have someone else come and do it, you'll do it. And I do sort of understand the idea that it allows you to focus on...
You're lazy.
Yes. Yeah. But it allows you to focus on what you want to do and leave the other stuff. Because as you've said, just fixing that door may have taken either of us 6 hours.
Oh, and I worked at it a couple times.
Right.
And you know, I think I got it.
What was he there, 25 minutes?
Oof. Yeah, not he.
Yeah.
15, 20 minutes.
Right. So what's your time worth to you? What's your aggravation worth
to you?
He's
like, I got something in the truck
yeah,
for that.
Of course. Right.
Come on, man. I was trying to tighten something.
Do you not
I had
feel
an Allen
cuckold stand.
I had an Allen key out.
Yeah.
No, they'll,
got
they'll,
this from IKEA.
Yeah, there'll be none of that.
But someone else
Especially
is coming
that guy,
in.
I'll be raining down blows.
But there's no some other guys me. Come into your home, easily fix something, and you're just kind of stuck. Hey, good job, buddy.
Can I get you a drink?
Right. You look
Perhaps.
Sweaty.
Yeah, exactly.
Worked up a sweat there.
Get out of my house. Yeah, I think in that case, it is my ignorance that you just sort of go, I'm going to pay for that.
I think the
I'm
article
pay to cover up my ignorance.
Is correct, that there are things, like the headline says that compared to boomer fathers, millennial fathers are useless in terms of what. But you could also easily make the boomer fathers as far as, you know, being an ironsmith fail in comparison to 9th century Saxons, right? Like, as evolution changes our requirements.
Yes. Can you make a spear? How about a bar of soap? Can you make soap?
At some point, things change and dad's helping you with something and you're helping dad with something. And
right. But there are still basic chores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, yeah, as your, you know, your fridge or your new, like your stove no longer has dials on it. Everything is,
yeah,
it's got a motherboard in it now. You're not fixing that.
Nope.
Right. And so there's nothing you can do about that. Dad, the washer's broken. Yeah. All right. He's down there. He's putting another fan built in and he's.
Everybody's dad's got the plumber crack thing going as he's bent over and behind.
And doesn't care. You know what? I care. I don't. I have zero interest in even 10% of my ass crack hanging out.
We all have zero interest in that.
Right. Okay. Well, and everyone should take that same approach.
For sure.
Dad.
So the washer stays broken.
Because, yes, as your boiler grows. Your ass seems to somehow shrink. I'm not sure what that is. Is that because the skin's getting all pulled forward?
Yeah, for sure, man. There's only so much canvas.
So therefore, your pants no longer fit. Your ass is not holding your pants up any longer. Belts, man, belts. And take that 8-pound wallet out of the back, too. That's not helping you.
Your George Costanza wallet.
It's likely throwing you a little hitch into your step there. Get rid of that.
Where are we going next?
Well, in this parenting show, hard on Father's Day.
Much like most topics, I'm wicked unqualified here.
Yep. So,
yep.
I'm looking at shitty fathers. Straight across the shitty mothers, I sent you an article about, I think it was in Greenville.
Greenbow was where Forrest Gump was from.
That's in Alabama.
Yeah, it's Greenbow, okay. Alabama.
Yeah, so this was in Greenboro.
South Carolina. Yep.
About a mother
flown into that airport.
Yes, who was outraged at people bullying her third grade child, snuck her way into school to threaten and bully and chastise a bunch of 9-year olds.
I like her.
Does that make any sense to you?
I don't. Are you shocked? Like, there's some wicked protective parents out there.
Well, and it's getting worse.
Oh, man, is it ever.
And they talk, so this woman, who she's not even sure. Like, how are you not sure? If this bullying has been going on for 5 months.
Yeah.
Since late in, like, November, December.
Yeah.
And so this end of May, she stormed in. Well, okay. Because she is a volunteer mom, right? She was able to slip into the school undetected.
Sorry. I think we need to rephrase that. She didn't volunteer to be a mother. She is a mother who volunteers at the school.
Yes. A school mother, I think they call it.
I think most are volunteer moms. They got there voluntarily.
Okay. Well, back to Alabama.
Yeah, I know.
Mississippi
and
now.
Because
guess
they're going
guess
through.
What? Yeah. Everybody's a mother there now.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's
happening. Government's
got
their hands on your lady parts. And
right on them.
Yep.
And
sup, Alabama.
Yep. And Mississippi.
We don't have a strong listenership in Alabama.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
But just the concept that my child is being bullied. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to intimidate a bunch of 9-year-olds. Honestly, I'm giving you the 360 turn with the finger pointed at all the kids. Look at my face. Know me is to know my rage. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to fire this blanket statement out.
Don't you think, because kids are getting more and more brash way and way younger, like at 9 years old, there's a lot of kids that are laughing at mom in that situation.
Hogan leg drop.
Right.
I'm giving you the kick to the
touch
chest.
Me. I'll call CAS. I'll call the cops. Shut up, mom. Right? Like, kids are ballsy these days in terms of what they think they can get away with. And I bet you half of that class didn't even blink at mom's bullying tactics.
Yeah. Well, there's something to that. I find the irony
yeah.
to be super rich.
Did you ever, And we talked on the Dodgeball show that you were always far closer to the bullying side than the bullied side of things.
Way, way closer.
Did you ever find yourself, as a bully, willing to step in and defend the less fortunate instead of pummeling them?
Many times.
Yeah. And I think there's a certain code in terms of that. Now, I will say I was far closer to the bullied side. Until grade 9, I was 5 foot tall, 90 pounds, and big glasses and, like, not, you know, an easily picked on kid.
Yeah.
But in the younger
Charming
grades.
Charming as hell, though, I bet.
Nah, not really.
No.
It's just like today.
It was 8 years. I was just going to say.
Kind of a libtard. All right. But in the first couple of years of elementary school, just sort of casually, through somebody else we knew mutually, I knew this kid named Kent. And in grade 7, he was like 6'3", goatee. Okay. Now, I'm probably exaggerating a little.
Buying beer?
Maybe, right? But he was a big dude, easily the... And there was a time or two where Matt wasn't having a very fun recess, and this kid would just sort of walk over and, hey, beat it, whoever was. Yeah. And that was enough, right? So I do think, similar to that kind of honor among thieves, or, you know, there's a certain amount of, maybe the bullies are going to beat up other bullies or the average kids, but there's a certain crop of losers that you just can't and I was well involved in that crop of losers. Like, and
the
that was
vulnerable minority.
Right. That was not okay. Right. And later on, you know, in high school, I hit quite a growth spurt, and I remembered that sort of shit. And there was just always sort of this underlying conscience that,
pay it forward, man.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's still a thing. And I don't really remember how I've brought this that far, but, or into this area. But I do think there's kind of this area of, like, 9-year-olds now that are, like, laughing at mom. And as soon as mom is gone, they're still going to beat the shit out of this kid. Yeah. And they'd have been better off kind of letting the code of the schoolyard, if that's even such a thing,
yeah,
still.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody who is in elementary school now, and I'm like, have you ever seen a fight at your school? And she's like, no. No, nobody fights at school. I'm like, oh, my God.
We tweet at each other.
Well, and so, because we were talking about embarrassing things that happened, and I was recounting.
Oof, man.
I was recounting an embarrassing thing that happened at school. And so I was recounting a time in grade 8. I got into a fight in the wintertime outside. And so my feet sort of slipped on the ice, and yeah, I ripped my pants from the knee to the groin.
Oh, no.
Now, I was on the way home from school, but I'm like, and she's like, yeah, so what? Were you not just going home? I'm like, yeah, but
that's fucking embarrassing.
It's a fight. And if you've ever seen a fight at school, there's probably 50 people.
Yeah.
All gathered around, right? It's not
fight,
just.
Fight,
yeah, this
fight,
is it. I said, yeah, it's not just me and this guy.
No. We're out at the hydro box and there's a crowd.
I'll see you at the power box. It's exactly what it was.
Of course.
And so, yeah. And she's like, no, there's no fights. I'm like, oh my God. What is happening here?
So now you got to show up at her school and bully somebody.
Well, no, but at school now you can't play with balls in the wintertime outside. You can't go off the cement. You can't do, and you're like, holy crow.
Go off the cement?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it means they like to keep you on the plowed cement area. You can't get out into
at
the
our
fields.
School, out in the fields and stuff, there was a pile of like slopes and whatever that would like freeze solid. And you'd have kids like running and like sliding down them and like cracking their skulls open.
So and then we'd have the areas where they'd plow the snow up and you'd make this big hill.
Yep,
and
king of the hill or king of the mountain.
When I was in grade 5, we'd fight the grade 6s like nobody's business, right? And we'd get our asses kicked.
Yeah.
But no,
tell you how many times I lost king of the mountain, but we played. Like it was huge.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many times you get punched in the face with a mitt? Like just like a mitted hand.
A big leather. Bang.
Yeah,
that's like whatever it is. Yeah.
It hurts enough, but not enough to really.
Well, it's because it's cold, right? Yeah, so it gives that extra sting. In here.
Yeah.
Then you got some ice to put on it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you punching me? You take this. Yeah. So those
now
things,
some kid pulls a knife and charges
well,
then,
but
back up.
You can't do that now either in school. Not pulling a knife.
No, you can't, man.
But.
I know in Norwood, maybe you could. But.
Yeah. No. Well, I did have a guy pull his sharpened screwdriver on me at school.
Of course you did. Yes. Then I fought him 10 years later at the bar in Peterborough.
No, I fought him fought him at recess when the screwdriver got taken away from him.
Yeah, of course. I can wait that out.
Well, for sure. What else you got on you?
Yeah. Nothing, man.
Bang.
He's nothing.
Now you got lumps
buddy.
In your head. That's what you got.
Better than permanent lumps in your back.
This is it. Or perforations in your spleen.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
So that's the Father's Day episode of Audio Whiplash.
Yeah, well.
Sorry I didn't win more fights, Dad.
And really, you know what? I
did later.
It's one of those things where you sort of go, yeah, and I've said it before, my grandfather served in the war and built three homes with his own hands.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing.
You have a podcast.
Yeah, that I'm just sort of occasionally on, and I don't do anything other than flap my gums. I don't even get to push any of the cool buttons and shit.
We'll get you some buttons. They won't do anything, but we
get please.
Some.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Matt.
No, it's true, man. No, this is, these are fun. I know you and I'll give you a chance if you want to say anything. I don't know if he listens or whatever. Your old man. I know mine does from time to time, but.
No. You're asking me?
I was handing you if you wanted to say anything to.
No, you know what? And I tell my dad all the time. My dad is a fantastic man. And I'm saying to him, doesn't matter how old I get, Dad, when I grow up, I still want to be like you.
That's a good one, man. We love it. As I mentioned earlier on, I can remember as a kid thinking there's nothing my old man can't do or can't fix. I remember we, like I said, we boated all through the summers and watched my dad cook mini pizzas on one of those fucking Coleman mini barbecues.
Oh, like, I cook way better than my dad, though.
Nice, man.
I'm a way better cook.
Yeah, not me.
Okay, but, you know.
I don't have a Coleman camping barbecue.
Well, no, because I set one of those on fire, too. With a little propane thing on the side, and you had to sort of pump it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's another thing I can't do.
Fucking millennials. Yes. Yeah.
But I can barbecue with the best of them.
To all you dads out there, to all you stepdads out there, to all of you putting in time with kids, happy Father's Day. That's Audio Whiplash. We're at Tall Can Audio on Twitter and Instagram. We're at facebook.com/tallcanaudio, and we'll catch you on the next episode of the show.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.